The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy. Joined by Bethany Mandel, who you can find on X at Bethany Shondark and Bethany 4BOE, because she's running for school board in Montgomery County. Good morning, Bethany Mandel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Bethany, I'm going to ask you the questions that I hope to ask Dan Senor, Michael Oren, John Podhoretz, Matt Continetti, and Yossi Klein-Halevi this week. I'm not going to ask Seth because I won't have him on. This is Bethany's show. So question number one. I listened to Dan Senor's podcast and the commentary podcast twice, driving to and from Ohio this weekend. And Dan, they talked about the internal and the external conversations among the Jewish community in America. Look, I don't think there is an internal conversation anymore. Everything is external. Do you agree or disagree with me?
Unfortunately, yeah, we're seeing sort of these conversations play out in public. I thank God for publications like Commentary, and then on the left, there's the places like The Forward. But all of these conversations are happening right out in the open for everyone to watch. I don't think that's a good thing.
So I think we got to remind people who are used to talking American Jews to American Jews or Israelis to Israelis or cross. No, actually, Gentiles are listening all the time and learning stuff we didn't know because we're very interested for strategic and ideological reasons in the fate of Israel. Second question, Amanda Borshel-Dan runs the Times of Israel What Matters Now podcast, and she said Israel has gone from Daniel to Goliath in the world. I don't believe that's true. I mean, from David to Goliath. I still think of it as David. I think most of America thinks of it as David. And I don't care what the EU thinks. I don't want Israelis to think that we think of them as Goliath. We don't. What do you think?
No, I mean, listen, in Gaza, if you want to compare like Gaza versus Israel, Israel does have a pretty significant military. That said, that military and that intelligence operation was completely caught off guard exactly 6 months ago, and over 1,000 people were slaughtered. That's not how I understand the David and Goliath story. It has been a real education, I think, and a humbling experience the last 6 months, because as much as Israel has done to try to eliminate Hamas, there's still a lot left to do, and it's been, you know, full bore for the last 6 months.
There are still Goliath because they face Iran and Hezbollah.
Yeah.
And the
yep.
Houthis, it's just crazy for the Israeli press to do that. But this brings me to question number three. Internal Israeli politics are now driving a lot of the commentary out of Israel, and it's bad news for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
we don't really care about Yair Lapid coming to the United States or what Benny Gantz wants elections or what Netanyahu is doing politically. We want Israel to win. Do you think Israeli politics are reemerging as the dominant storyline?
Yeah, so Lahav Harkov wrote a great piece for Jewish Insider last week. There have been riots in the streets on behalf of some of the hostage families. But what a lot of outsiders don't realize is that all of those riots were pre-existing to October 7th about judicial reform. This is just anti-Bibi opposition. And unfortunately, a lot of the hostage families, their cause has been co-opted by people who just want to take down Bibi. And I think it's a really disgusting situation where people's pain is being weaponized for political reasons domestically, but also their pain is going to be elongated because Hamas is verbally saying, why would we come to the table when we are watching Israeli society fracture? There's no reason for us to come to the table. They're not feeling the military pressure the same way that they were. And they realize that them holding the hostages is tearing Israeli society apart. What I wish were happening was some real serious conversations about, you know, who let their guards down on October 6th to allow October 7th to happen? I think heads should roll, and I think that includes Bibi at the end of the day, because he was the man in charge. But right now is not that moment to be having that conversation. And having riots in the streets of Tel Aviv, which is literally what's happening, is only helping Hamas, and it's only keeping the hostages there longer. And it's hard because a lot of Israelis don't feel like they can say this publicly because they want to honor the pain of these hostages. But there's also the pain of the hundreds of families who have lost IDF soldiers who don't want their loss to have been in vain. We have to defeat Hamas here.
Yeah, four IDF soldiers died on Saturday in an ambush from a tunnel. What did you think when Tony Blinken compared Israel to Hamas on Thursday?
Oh, my God. So, so disturbing. And what's crazy is if you drive by his house in Washington, D.C., absolute demon psychopaths have been protesting outside his home for months. He understands the difference here. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., there was a rally with thousands of people holding American flags and singing Hatikva. Like, that's Israel. And the demons who have been protesting outside his home, that's Hamas. He knows the difference.
He does. I know one of his neighbors. I had lunch with one of his neighbors last Wednesday, and he told me about this ongoing demonstration. Unlike the demonstrations outside of Supreme Court justices' homes, this gets no attention. And I don't really want to give it any attention other than to mention Tony Blinken does know the difference. Bethany, I listened to the latest commentary pod twice. It was so fabulous with Seth and Matt and John and Abe. And then I listened to Dan Senor with Yossi Klein-Halevi and Rabbi Ignar. And I listened to them twice, and they take about 2.5 hours because they're so good. But here's something I don't get. The international reputation of the Israelis, it's not what matters. What matters is the reputation of Israel inside America. And I'll bet you 3 out of 4 Americans are with Israel. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Americans see what's happening in Gaza as a proxy fight in some way between Western values and barbarism. I can't describe it any other way. What they perpetrated in Israel was completely barbaric. And I think Americans see that this fight is going to come to our borders eventually, probably our southern border. This is a fight between good versus evil, and it's one that we have to win as Westerners, as lovers of freedom and democracy. And that's why, like, whenever we talk, I use the word we, and it's because we have to win this fight as people who want Western ideals to survive.
Now, by the way, this is not on my list, so I may not ask it the others. David Cameron can just shut up for all I care. And Mr. Burrell, the guy no one's ever heard of who purports to speak for the, quote, European Union, he can shut up, too, just like Gutierrez can shut up. I'm tired of these people pretending to represent the world. The world, the free peoples of the world are with Israel. I don't even think it's close.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of anti-Semitism out there. If you look at the death toll that has happened in places like Nigeria, places where they're also facing Islamic terrorism, none of these people give a crap about anything that's happening. All they care about is what's happening in Israel between Hamas and Israel. And what's really disturbing is they parrot Hamas talking points, and they don't seem to care that everything that's happening is because Hamas is, for example, making Al-Shifa Hospital a place where there are battles happening. They don't care that Hamas is enabling the level of destruction. And the World Central Kitchen, that huge story that happened last week, now quietly we've come to realize that Hamas had brought fire onto that van. They knew what they were doing, and the world just played into their hands like puppets.
Yeah, that story, Will, I'm waiting for that story to emerge in full detail. It looks like Hamas set up World Food Kitchen, but I don't think we'll hear Chef Andres. By the way, why do we care what he thinks about it? I'm glad he's a humanitarian. If he came on the show, he wouldn't last 5 minutes if I asked him serious questions, Bethany.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he has a big heart, but he can't operate in Gaza freely while saying anything about Hamas, and he knows it. And so he's faced with an impossible question. Does he help these people and shut his mouth and help Hamas, or does he not? And that's a difficult thing when there are people who are genuinely suffering. But the answer is we have to defeat Hamas. To help the people of Gaza, the end of the day, we have to defeat Hamas.
Are you disturbed by the fact that Israel's down to a brigade and a division, or maybe even just a brigade in Gaza? I'm not. I think a brigade can beat the five battalions of Hamas that are left. But what do you think?
So I'm hearing that they're gearing those guys up that they just pulled out to push them further south into Rafah. And I think that's the right move. I think that they dilly-dallied for a month and a half waiting for American permission or some semblance of American permission. But I think that the Netanyahu government realized, especially with the Biden comments and the Blinken comments, like, they have to go it alone. And I think that they're prepared to do so.
Yeah, they're not going to say it out loud, but screw them. I mean, just screw them. Two more questions, Bethany. Amanda said, and I think this is true, but I want to hear your reaction. Israel has decided it is better to be feared than loved. They don't care about love of the world anymore. They want the Middle East to fear them. What do you think?
I think fear, but love, but also survive. Like, this is a battle. This is an existential battle for survival. And at the end of the day, people love dead Jews. I mean, that's the famous Sarah Horn book. But Jews have decided they're not willing to roll over and play dead. And, you know, Holocaust Remembrance Day is rolling up. And I think that Israelis have realized, this is why they have created a military force, because that will not happen again. Never again is now.
Last question. I listened to Bret Stephens on the Goodfellas podcast, which is out of the Hoover Institution. And it has some great people on it, like General McMaster, the former National Security Advisor, and Neil Ferguson. On that, Bret Stephens was the guest, New York Times columnist, and he said, the opinion Israel needs to win over is in Riyadh. No, no, no. The only opinion they need is the Israeli public opinion and maybe American opinion. If Riyadh wants to come along, good. They already realize that they want to be with the strong horse, and Israel's the strong horse. But I just can't believe Bret said that. Do you care what Saudi Arabia thinks?
No, I mean, I think what matters, what could actually move the dial is if everywhere in the world starts putting pressure on Qatar. That is the golden ticket here. And no one has really done so. What's inexplicable to me is that Al Jazeera, which is owned by the Qatari government and is a mouthpiece for them, they have full press credentials in every branch of American government. Why?
I think I know why. Qatar, I've met their ambassador, and I know some people from there. They've always said, we'll do whatever America wants us to do. We've got the base here. If they want us to stay open for Hamas intermediary, we will. If they don't want us, we won't. So it's really up to Blinken and Biden to tell Qatar what to do. And they're not saying shut them down.
No. No, I mean, wouldn't it be nice for them to exert a fraction of the pressure they're putting on Israel on Qatar instead? We might actually get these six American hostages who are also in Gaza. I mean, this is something that not enough people are talking about. Of the 133 hostages that are left in Gaza, there's six American citizens that are presumed alive. Why isn't Biden talking about them every day? Have you ever heard him say any of their names? I have not, and I watch them very closely.
No. National Review wrote a great piece about all six this week. Bethany Mandel, I got to run back on, talk to Garrity. I appreciate you so much. Bethany Shondark on X. Read everything she says. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.